I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. 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 I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made us glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
Has he really made us glad? No. This is not being made glad. He has made me glad. No, that is not being made glad. Let's really enter his gate with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. Let's enter his court with praise, because he has given us, he has made us glad. Let's show our joy. Let's show our gladness before the Lord. Amen. Let's sing for the Lord. Let's stand.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he has made me. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has.
One more time.
I will enter his gates. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
This is the day.
Oh, yes, that the Lord has made. We will be glad. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad. We'll be glad. Hallelujah. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath.
That the Lord has made. Amen. The first Sunday of the year, so it's one reason more to rejoice, to praise God and to enter his courts with thanksgiving in our hearts, because this is the beginning of the year and we are looking forward to a blessed and a better one. than 2021 and 2020, free of COVID. And we hope, we believe that God will do it for us. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you this morning for granting us this privilege to be in your house on the 2nd of January 2022. It may have been just a mere thought in our mind a few years back that one day we'll live in 2022, but this is it today, a reality. And we are committing this year into your hands. We're committing our lives into your hands, O Lord. Help us to serve you better than we did before. Help us as we enter this year to consider our ways, to think on our ways, O Lord, and to number our days correctly, because the only thing that will last is what we have done for you, is what provisions we have made for our souls, O Lord. Our jobs one day will stop. Few years back, we were happy to have such and such job, but we don't have it anymore. And we find a better job today. And compared to that one we thought it was the best, we see it just as nothing, O Lord. Few years back, we had our first car, O Lord. We were so happy and proud to show it off to the world. But today, we can just be ashamed to show that car, because it looks like nothing compared to what we have today. Help us to work for what will last forever, which is the eternal life, O Lord. Bless our children, bless our families as we are gathered into your presence, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's open our Bibles. Genesis chapter 47, verse 7, 8, and 9. And Joseph brought in Jacob, his father, and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, how old are you? And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the year of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. You may be seated. God bless you. So we see an example. We are just going to try to continue on what we started on New Year's Eve. And this is really something that I feel as a burden in my heart to share with you, that let's just consider the coming year and try to serve God better than we did before. Amen. Let's just consider our ways, the way we have spent our time before. And if you just do the inventory of how you have spent your time, you'll notice, you'll find out that we are wasting a lot of our time with things that don't pay off. We are wasting a lot of our time. It's just like with money, you know. When you spend a cent here, a euro there, a 10 cents there, you don't realize at the end of the month when you sum it up, you just realize that you have spent 500 euros and you really don't see what you have done with the 500. Amen. While if you have taken the 500 and went into a computer shop, you've bought a good camera or a good phone or a PC or whatever, but just wasting it with a coffee here, with parking fees there and here and there, you find out you have spent 500 euros. Same thing with our spiritual life. We waste a lot of time. And when you come at the end of the day, you just ask yourself, what have you done? Nothing. and how long have you spent with the Lord, you just realize that it may be just before you take your breakfast, you just did a quick prayer before you ate, before you went to bed, and when you sum it up, it's 5 minutes. Amen. So it's very important that we understand. And by God's grace, we are going to try to talk around this topic as long as the Lord will help us. We see here Jacob, a wise man, a man who knew how to number his days. He came to a point where he realized that he needs to make a difference between the days of his pilgrimage and the days of his life. Amen. When asked the question before Pharaoh, he didn't answer. He didn't answer the question. He didn't give an answer as a normal thinking human person, but he gave a spiritual answer. Amen. He said, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. That's what he can count. That's what, you know, in the calendar he could point to the days. It's 130 years. But he says, few and evil have the days of the years of my life been. He makes a difference between the days of his pilgrimage and the days of his life. Because the days of your life are exactly the days you spent building for your future life. The day you spend in the presence of the living God. And Jacob realized that though I've lived 130 years on earth, but I've not really lived 130 years for what will remain, what is called real life. He knew how to number his days. We just saw on the slideshow that we did last time that of the 12 months we have in a year, what we have on our own control, it may just be barely 1 month. Of the 12 months, it's around 30 or 40 days that you can say you can control. But of those 30 days, how many do you spend with the Lord? Because that's the most important part of our life. Most of the time of the year, it's beyond our control. You can't help yourself from sleeping. We have to sleep. Amen. We have to sleep. We can't help ourselves from going to work. We have to. That's part of our life. So in a day, you have 8 hours dedicated to going to work, 8 hours dedicated to sleeping, another few hours dedicated to going here and there, doing things that are essential for this life. You find out that you are just left with maybe 1 or 2 hours that you can do something for what will remain eternally. Amen. Amen. Just that, you know, simple, small slot of time, you have to do something. But what do we do of that short period of time? We keep it busy with many other things that doesn't help us, that doesn't help our soul. That's the time we need to spend with the Lord, because the time spent with the Lord is where we build for our future. Amen. It's where we build for our soul. We make provisions for what is to come. So let's just read a few quotes, because I will really encourage you to meditate upon these things and see how we can make savings. Savings is not only in when you want to buy a house. You know, I've seen people saving for buying a car, saving for make the next holiday in Spain or in, that beautiful island. They will do sacrifice. Amen. Financial sacrifice. They used to eat meat every day. They start eating vegetables because they want to spend. They'll do some cuts here and there. Instead of, you know, taking a bus, they will cycle because they want to save a few euros. Instead of buying a coffee every morning, they buy it once a week. They will make some cuts here and there. And spiritually, why can't we do that?
Amen.
Because you have seen, we have so much hours of work. We have so much hours to sleep. We have so much hour for entertainment. But can't we make some savings? Can't we make some cuts on those hours?
Amen.
Amen. Because we say 8 hours block at work. Do we really work for 8 hours? Of those 8 hours, you'll be 5 minutes on YouTube, 5 minutes on WhatsApp, 5 minutes talking to your colleagues, 5 minutes doing this and that, taking a cigarette break, so-called. We don't smoke, but we still take those breaks. Why can't you make some cuts over there? Let me tell you, if every day at work, of the 8 hours, you take 5 minutes, not much, 5 minutes, find yourself a time with God. 5 minutes. Go no matter where. The Bible says, I want people to pray everywhere. Go in the toilets. Amen. We are not Muslims. They don't pray in toilets. We do. Go somewhere. Find the time. Take 5 minutes of the day at work. Kneel down and spend 5 minutes with God. If you sum up those 5 minutes for the year, you'll find that you'll made an increase on the time you spend with God.
Amen.
Amen. Travel time. When you are on your bus, you still can do something. Because on your bus, you still go on YouTube and watch these things. When you are on the train, when you are at a bus station, you're still texting, no? Can't you take that time to open your Bible and read?
Amen.
5 minutes only.
Yes,
amen. No much. 5 minutes. When you are on your bus from, I don't know, Kildare to the college, or from Carlo to where? On your bus, you can sit there, on the quietness of the bus, open your Bibles.
Amen.
Take your message, or close your eyes for 5 minutes.
Amen.
And pray.
Amen.
If you do that every day, you'll see at work you have taken 5 minutes, on the bus, 5 minutes. Sleep time, wake up in the night, 5 minutes, no much, 5 minutes. Kneel down and pray, 5 in the morning, 5 at the bus station, 5 on the train, 5 at work. It will make you 25 or 30 minutes a day more than what you usually do.
Amen.
Amen. Let's teach us to number our days. Time is precious. We waste a lot of time doing things that are not helpful for our soul. We waste a lot of time at the bus stop just looking at people. Nothing. Just looking. Oh, this one is riding his scooter. Oh, okay. What are you gaining? This one is riding his bike. Oh, such a nice bike. But if you took that time to read, to meditate upon the word, to spend the time with God, you know, it doesn't take you. Sometimes you just say, oh no, I have to spend 2 hours before the Lord before I can feel something. You can spend 2 hours and not being in the presence of the Lord. But you can spend 5 minutes and come out refreshed, energized. Let's just make these few cuts. If you start by making 5 minutes on your desk when you are seated there, take 5 minutes, close your eyes, pray. Even if you don't close your eyes, you can pray with your eyes open. You can still pray. You can take 5 minutes meditating upon the word. If you do it today, 5 minutes. After a few days, you find yourself doing 10 minutes. Because when you are conscious that you need to do something for God, you'll find resources, you'll find means, you'll find ways to do it. The prophet says, men and women that ever amounted to anything nearly has been men and women who stood alone with God. Amen. Spending your time alone with God. That's what is the most important part of spiritual life. Coming to church is good. Of course, you can spend time alone with God while we are sitting here. It's still possible. But that time of intimacy where you are shut off. Because even in church, you can still be distracted. The screen here can be a distraction for you. They put a scripture there for you, it brings some things else in the mind. We are singing, you see such brother and such. But get yourself in that closet. Drop the curtains behind you. And shut in yourself with God. And spend that time. We'll see it as we go. The prophet says again, many times and every time that a man ever done anything that's worth anything is when he walked alone with God. Amen. Amen. When you are spiritual life, it's an individual experience between you and God. When you can, keep that channel open between having that fellowship, that communion, intimate communion between you and God alone. Not a family altar, which is good, but it's just a preparation. Everything we do here, it's a preparation for that intimate time between now yourself and God. You come out of here, refreshed. You come out of here equipped so that now you can go and put what you have learned here to nurture that fellowship between you and God. It's only then that flow of energy is going on between you and Him. You're speaking to Him and He's speaking back to you. Amen. When you walk alone with God. When you stay alone with God, he says again, I can imagine, he's speaking about the prophet Elisha when he went to get that boy that was dead back to life. He went in the room where the baby was laying in the bed, shut the door behind him, just he and the baby. That's where the most successful times when you get alone with God. Got alone with God. Jesus said, enter into a closet and close the door. Pray to your Father who sees in the secret, and He will reveal it to you openly. Get alone with God. Find a time. Find the time, you young men, find the time. Amen. You are always seated there playing your computer games. It's not bad to play computer games. It's not bad to be on your phone and trying to watch this and that. It's part of life. But save some time.
Amen.
5 minutes.
Amen.
10 minutes.
Amen.
Of that time, spend it doing something for God, for your soul. Do some cut somewhere.
Amen.
And before you know it, that person who have been saving for his holiday to the Canary Island, that €2 he saves every morning, cutting himself from getting a cup of coffee, at the end of the year when he sum it up, he finds out, I've got €600.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. 600 saving from one cup of coffee every morning. Spiritually speaking, if you save those 2 minutes, 5 minutes of your work, of your sleep, of your entertainment, of your whatever. You are in a waiting room at a GP office or whatever. Take that time. Read something. Amen. Give something to your soul. Amen. You will find out at the end of the year, when we'll do the calculation we did last night, when we sum it up, you'll find out that you have gone from 2% of your time you spend for God to maybe 8%. And remember, God requires a tithe from us. Do you know that?
Amen.
And we have made the calculation the other day. It's only 2% of our time that we dedicate to God. And those 2% is for the person who makes 30 minutes of prayer, of consecration a day. Few of us do that. Mm. Amen. Very few of us give 30 minutes a day to God. Many of us, you'll find out that you just do 2 minutes or 5 minutes. So it's not even, the 2% is for, it's even a better figure. But realistically speaking, we are under 2%. Mm. But God is requiring a tithe. Mm. God wants 10%. Try to work those, to try to work it out. To reach even, to not even, it's hard to get to 10% in one go. But let's be conscious. Let's start working it out. Because we need to give a tithe of ourselves to God.
Amen.
A tithe of our time to God. You have 8,640 hours in a year. But you find that you are giving to God maybe only 50 hours in a year. Only. Let's do some savings. Let's find a way to make some saving. Teach us to number our days so that we can apply our hearts to wisdom. If you number your days correctly, you'll spend time with wisdom. You'll know that these things I'm doing is just, draining the resources God has given me. But it's not giving me anything back.
Amen.
Because you are numbering your days correctly. Jacob could number his days and say, the days of my pilgrimage have been of 130 years. But the days of my life have been few and evil. Let everyone come to realize that. The days of our pilgrimage, it may be 30 years, it may be 50, it may be 15, it may be... But how long have you spent alone with God?
Amen.
How much of that time have you dedicated to God? Because that is the only thing that matters. Let's read this to finish. You know, there's something about getting alone in yourself. Many people never pray until they come to church. God help us.
Amen.
Many people think that the only place to pray is at church. But the Bible said for men to pray everywhere. In a bus. On the airplane. Everywhere you can pray. Lifting up holy hands. Keep those hands holy. Amen. And then, when we get by ourselves, we'll usually pray different than when we could do if we pray in church. That's the truth. When we pray alone, we are more sincere than when we pray in church. Because in church, you answer, oh, brother Swans, we can listen to what I'm saying. We are human.
Amen.
That's human nature. It says, it's the secret prayer that Jesus spoke of, saying, enter ye into a secret closet and close the door, and when you have did so, pray to your Father who sees in secret.
Amen.
And when we are praying like that, there seems to be something to the prayer that takes all the hypocrisy out of it. It seems like that we get in a better connection with God when we get alone.
Amen.
And there's been many times in my life, as perhaps in your life, that you just have to get alone once in a while with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Get alone once in a while with Jesus. It's not a church problem. It's not a pastor's problem. Your father, your mother, your husband, your wife's problem. It's a matter of yourself with God.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't have, you know, if you live in a place where you can't really get in that closet, get really isolated, you know, there's many people and you live in a shared house or whatever, this church is here.
Amen.
Ask for, ask the deacons, ask the trustees. You can come here. There's heating.
Amen.
You can come here anytime in the day. Call. Amen. Someone will come and open for you.
Amen.
Stay here.
Amen.
We pay for this place for 30 days in a month.
Amen.
It's 24 hours at our disposal.
Amen.
You can ask and come and stay here and pray.
Amen.
Amen. This house has been dedicated for prayer,
Amen.
For consecration, for dedication to God. Amen. The prophet says, just get alone in a while with Jesus. I've took my car and drove down in the road and just studying. After I got to the highway where it was free on or off of some country road, till I would become so filled with his mercies and goodness, till I just stepped the car and held the wheel and wept like a baby.
Amen.
That's being alone. Many times I've climbed up into the mountains where every man thought I was going hunting. Got up there and sat down on a rock and just looked up at the sky until it looked like that my whole innermost being become filled with something that you could just not feel. Oh, everything of the world seemed to pass away. Oh, of those precious hours alone with God. And it's there that when the greatest revelations and inspiration comes, is when we are alone with God. We take more time on that. I'm sure that we would live a better life, more victorious life in Christ when we stay alone with God.
Amen.
Amen. God bless us.
Hallelujah.
As we start the year, let really God help us. You young ones, take some time. Take a few minutes alone in your room. Go there, open your Bible, read. Pray for 5 minutes, not much. 5 minutes. Do it every day.
Amen.
And you will see how you live a victorious life.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for granting us to speak about these things. We commit it into your hands. Lead us, O Lord. Bless your people. Touch your people once again, Heavenly Father. Grant us a good year, O Lord. Let us, when we come at the end of the year, on the 31st, of December 2022. When we look back, we can say we have served the Lord better than we did before.
Amen.
Let us look back and see the time we have spent doing the things of this world and comparing it to doing what we could do to help our soul and say, I'm not where I should be yet, but I've done some progress.
Amen.
Oh Lord, bless your people, oh Heavenly Father. Help us as we commit ourselves into your hand, asking for your grace and your mercy. We are just mere human beings. We can make commitments, O Lord. We can make decisions, O Lord, and break it the following day. We can make resolutions and fail, but we are committing it into your hands, surrendering our beings into your hands, O Lord. Lead us and help us. Now we give the service into your hand. Bless us as we'll be singing for your glory. Help us as we'll give tithes and offerings, O Lord. Bless the preaching of the word, O Heavenly Father. Bless every single item that will be sung. Bless every prayer that will be raised, O Lord. Help us to listen from you speaking to us, O Lord. And equip us for when we leave this place and go out there, let us face the battle with a better assurance that we are the children of God. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.